松江区2015届高三英语第一学期期末试卷第一卷
1. Listening Comprehension Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. It's 10:30 now, Oliver. You'd better go to bed.
Oh, Mom, let me stay up another half hour, okay? The basketball match will be finished in 20 minutes.
Question. When will Oliver go to bed? Mr. Green, the blood test shows that your liver is not in good condition.
Is there anything I can do about it? Say, give up drinking beer?
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. Do you have plans for the weekend?
Yes. I'll attend a party on Friday evening. Then on Saturday, I'm going to the museum with Jane.There is a new exhibition of Indian art.
Question. Where will the woman go on Saturday? 4. My wife found a gold ring in our garden after the party. Do you think it might be yours?
It couldn't be, thanks. I wore a silver one last night.
Question. What does the woman mean?5. I heard Sally wants to apply for the job, but I'm afraid she's not really qualified.
That's a pity. She seems so bright. Why not train her?
Question. What does the woman mean?
6. You play the violin very well.
Thank you. I'm just an ordinary amateur, and I play it for pleasure.
Question. What are they talking about?
7. Every time I call the number, I get a busy signal.
Wait an hour and try again.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do? 8. Would you mind if I open the window? We need some fresh air.
We also need to keep it quiet in here.
Question. What does the woman mean?9. Another rejection letter? Maybe I will never get a good job.
Oh, no.
Question. How does the woman feel about the man's remark?
10. I thought you were going to drive carefully so you wouldn't get a traffic ticket.
I was, but it didn't work out that way.
Question. What can we learn about the man?Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages, and you'll be asked three questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Good morning. My name is Marsha, and I'm a senior in the math department here at Madison. Today, Greg and I will be taking you around to a few places you'll be visiting a lot. Before we start, though, does everyone have a copy of a map of the campus? You should really keep this with you for the first couple of weeks.At least until you'll become familiar with the buildings and landmarks. You surely wouldn't want to miss any classes this early in the term. Today, we will visit some of the most important places on the campus. First, we'll go to the register's office, where you'll sign up for your classes. So, if you haven't seen your advisor yet, you can wait in the commons outside while the others get their class schedules. You have to come back here on your own later. Next, we'll go to the library. I think you'll be pretty impressed with the real books collection. And finally, we'll go to the cafeteria, where you'll probably spend a lot of time, socializing at least, until your first exams are scheduled. The number of the rooms for your classes will be on the schedule you'll get from the register, and it will be up to you to find those rooms yourselves. So, if there are no questions, we'll start the tour now.
Now listen again, please.
Good morning. My name is Marsha, and I'm a senior in the math department here at Madison. Today, Greg and I will be taking you around to a few places you'll be visiting a lot. Before we start, though, does everyone have a copy of a map of the campus? You should really keep this with you for the first couple of weeks, at least until you'll become familiar with the buildings and landmarks. You surely wouldn't want to miss any classes this early in the term. Today, we will visit some of the most important places on the campus. First, we'll go to the register's office, where you will sign up for your classes. So, if you haven't seen your advisor yet, you can wait in the commons outside while the others get their class schedules. You have to come back here on your own later. Next, we'll go to the library. I think you'll be pretty impressed with the real books collection. And finally, we'll go to the cafeteria, where you'll probably spend a lot of time, socializing at least, until your first exams are scheduled. The number of the rooms for your classes will be on the schedule you'll get from the register, and it will be up to you to find those rooms yourselves. So, if there are no questions, we'll start the tour now.
Questions. 11. What did the speaker intend to do in the speech?
What does the speaker suggest the listeners keep with them?
13. According to the speaker, what must the listeners do on their own?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Now it's 10 o'clock and time for a summary of the news. Schools where children are failing in reading and writing tests will be publicly identified under new government plans. The government also plans to introduce 6 new tests, including mathematics and science, for all school children. Education Minister David Camp said no school should be afraid of being exposed. The main purpose is to inform parents and schools. They'll have exact information, and the students' problems will be known. A psychologist has found 1 in 10 patients fears injections, blood, and injury so much that they run away from doctors. These young patients may miss out on treatment. They are more likely to have fainted when they face injections, blood, and injury. The fear could disturb appropriate medical care. Research has been done on kids who were making trouble all the time at school. They made the teacher's life very difficult. Researchers found that many of those troublemakers were from divorced families. What they really want is attention from parents and teachers. Once they get attention from parents and teachers, those kids could be very appealing.
Now listen again, please.
Now it's 10 o'clock and time for a summary of the news. Schools where children are failing in reading and writing tests will be publicly identified under new government plans. The government also plans to introduce 6 new tests, including mathematics and science, for all school children. Education Minister David Camp said no school should be afraid of being exposed. The main purpose is to inform parents and schools. They'll have exact information, and the students' problems will be known. A psychologist has found 1 in 10 patients fears injections, blood, and injury so much that they run away from doctors. These young patients may miss out on treatment. They are more likely to have fainted when they face injections, blood, and injury, the fear could disturb appropriate medical care. Research has been done on kids who were making trouble all the time at school. They made the teacher's life very difficult. Researchers found that many of those troublemakers were from divorced families. What they really want is attention from parents and teachers. Once they get attention from parents and teachers, those kids could be very appealing.
Questions 14. What is the main purpose of introducing the new tests?
Why do some young patients run away from doctors?
16. What is the last piece of news mainly about? 16. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet.
Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
How are things going, Rod?
Not bad, Jane. I'm involved in several projects, and it's a long working day. But I'm used to that, so it doesn't bother me too much.
I've heard you have moved to a new house in the suburb. How do you like commuting to London every day? Don't you find it an anxiety?
It was terrible at first, especially getting up before dawn to catch that 6:30 train. But it's bearable now that I'm used to it.
Don't you think it's an awful waste of time? I couldn't bear to spend 3 hours sitting in the train every day.
I used to feel the same as you, but now I quite enjoy it.
How do you pass the time? Do you bring some work with you to do on the train?
Ah, that's a good question. In the morning, I just sit in comfort and read the papers to catch up with the news. On the way home at night, I relax with a good book, or chat with friends, or even have a game of bridge.
I suppose you know lots of people on the train now.
Yes, I bump into someone I know on the platform every day. Last week, I came across a couple of old school friends, and we spent the entire journey in the bar.
It sounds like a good club. You never know. I may join it too.
Now listen again, please.
How are things going, Rod?
Not bad, Jane. I'm involved in several projects, and it's a long working day. But I'm used to that, so it doesn't bother me too much.
I've heard you have moved to a new house in the suburb. How do you like commuting to London every day? Don't you find it an anxiety?
It was terrible at first, especially getting up before dawn to catch that 6:30 train. But it's bearable now that I'm used to it.
Don't you think it's an awful waste of time? I couldn't bear to spend 3 hours sitting in the train every day.
I used to feel the same as you, but now I quite enjoy it.
How do you pass the time? Do you bring some work with you to do on the train?
Ah, that's a good question. In the morning, I just sit in comfort and read the papers to catch up with the news. On the way home at night, I relax with a good book, or chat with friends, or even have a game of bridge.
I suppose you know lots of people on the train now.
Yes, I bump into someone I know on the platform every day. Last week, I came across a couple of old school friends, and we spent the entire journey in the bar.
It sounds like a good club. You never know. I may join it too.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
Sales department, can I help you?
Oh, yes, I hope so. My name is David King of GPE Limited. We need some supplies for our design office.
I see. What sort of things are you looking for, Mr. David King?
Well, first of all, we need one complete new drawing board.
Well, in the standard range, we have the D044 and the D045 models.
Oh, what's the difference between them?
Well, the D045 has its own mending system, and it does not cost slightly more as a result.
So what is the total price?
For the deal for five, it is £387.50.
And does that include value-added tax?
Oh, yes.
Can you tell me how long it takes to deliver?
I can't give a definite date now, I'm afraid, because it depends on the other orders we have to get out. But it will certainly be within 3 weeks.
Okay. Now, we also want some drawing pens, ink, and correction fluid, and some drawing paper.
Ah, now the lady who deals with drawing office supplies isn't here this morning, I'm afraid. But I could ask her to give you a ring this afternoon, if you like.
Oh, yes, thank you.
What's your telephone number?
It is Reading. That is code 0734-21653, extension 51.
Okay. I'll get Miss Thompson to ring you this afternoon. Now, would you like me to place an order for the D045 drawing board?
Yes, please. You've been most helpful. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now listen again, please.
Sales department, can I help you?
Oh, yes, I hope so. My name is David King of GPE Limited. We need some supplies for our design office.
I see. What sort of things are you looking for, Mr. David King?
Well, first of all, we need one complete new drawing board.
Well, in the standard range, we have the D044 and the D045 models.
Oh, what's the difference between them?
Well, the D045 has its own mending system, and it does not cost slightly more as a result.
So, what is the total price?
For the D045, it is £387.50.
And does that include value-added tax?
Oh, yes.
Can you tell me how long it takes to deliver?
I can't give a definite date now, I'm afraid, because it depends on the other orders we have to get out. But it will certainly be within 3 weeks.
Okay. Now, we also want some drawing pens, ink, and correction fluid, and some drawing paper.
Ah, now the lady who deals with drawing office supplies isn't here this morning, I'm afraid. But I could ask her to give you a ring this afternoon, if you like.
Oh, yes, thank you.
What's your telephone number?
It is Reading. That is code 0734-21653, extension 51.
Okay. I'll get Miss Thompson to ring you this afternoon. Now, would you like me to place an order for the D045 drawing board?
Yes, please. You've been most helpful. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's the end of Listening Comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。